It's a traveler's nightmare, beaten and robbed on a dark street in a city far from home.
Dearest friends, I do not want to alarm you, but I was attacked yesterday night in Ethiopia. A few guys ran at me from behind, choked me until I fell unconscious on the dirt road, then took everything I had, passport, wallet, computer, phone.
His passport and wallet were stolen, his laptop too. Once home, he bought a new computer and got a suspicious email. It said, "I have your computer and all of your documents."
What would you do? Hit delete? Call the police? Well, in this man's case, neither of those things happened. Steve Drummond and Gabriella Emanuel of the NPR Ed Team have his story.
The man who got attacked is an American named Ben Armstrong.
I've known Ben for years, and this all happened in 2013 in Addis Ababa. Ben was working for a tech startup.
And a couple months after that, I get a note, and all in the subject line it reads,
"Hey Benjamin, how you doing? I'm a person who owns your former MacBook Pro. Long story. Anyways, I would like to return all your documents, if you don't mind."
Now Ben's back in the U.S. He's left his international job, and he's returned to school at MIT.
One of my mentors said, "Get away. Do not get near this. This is going to be a big problem."
The emails kept coming in broken English from this guy with an interesting name, Furnace.
I thought he was a crook, probably. He wanted something. I didn't think it was charity.
When Ben does reply, it's just a line, "Not interested." Then he gets a friend request.
I log into Facebook and say, "I'm sure I'll be your friend. You know, what's the harm in that?" And then I see no picture. I see one friend, me, and some like of a pop star. You know, it's bizarre. It feels like I'm getting conned.
So Ben shut it down. He stopped responding.
But this Furnace guy didn't give up.
"Hey, Ben, what the hell happened? I thought we were friends."
Furnace writes that he knows pretty much everything about Ben. He's been reading his documents and looking at the pictures.
It's creepy. And in an email, Ben lets him know.
It feels violating to know that another person whom you don't know has access to all of your documents.
All this time, Ben's waiting for the ask. He knows it's coming, and Furnace does want something. It's not what Ben expected.
Instead, he writes Ben a long personal letter. He admits he's been using a fake name. Here's what he wrote.
"I'm ashamed about our country, and I also feel guilty about owning the laptop. Forgive me for not telling the truth. I was just afraid."
And then Ben reads the pitch.
"You don't owe me anything, but it's been my dream to study abroad. Can you write me a letter of recommendation?"
Ben's answer? Nope. He replies, but it's the bare minimum.
"Here's a list of scholarships and technical fields for students in developing countries." And I sent him a link to a bunch of applications.
Furnace writes back immediately.
"Okay, Ben, I do understand your suspicion, but could you apply for me if you did know me? Actually, it's a big deal, favor, to ask this, but what can I say? I'm desperate for studying abroad and I'm passionate and enthusiastic." And this is when I think the conversation gets to the core of what we're trying to figure out, which is what is our obligation to one another, having come into contact in such a bizarre way.
Ben's suspicious, but he leaves a window open, just a crack. He sends Furnace a note. "Can you write a page and tell me why you'd like to study abroad?"
This was a test. This was definitely a test.
2 days later, Ben gets an answer. It starts with Furnace's childhood dream.
He grew up in a small town in eastern Ethiopia. Furnace is his nickname. It means joyous.
"Yeah, my official real name, it's called Haile Jesus. Can you pronounce it?
No.
Haile Jesus? Haile Jesus.
Can you spell it for me?"
"Yeah, H-A-I-L-E-Y-E-S-U-S. Haile Jesus."
Growing up, his favorite thing was staring at the night sky. But studying astronomy in Ethiopia was nearly impossible. So 5 years ago, he enrolled at Addis Ababa University, studying architecture.
That's what he wrote to Ben in the test, but here's what he didn't say.
One day in his second year of college, Furnace got a text. His locker had been broken into and his computer stolen. Furnace raced across campus. His friends were there. They looked like they were at a funeral.
"My friends were gathered. They have sad faces on their faces."
Sad faces because Furnace had lost his most important possession. He says you can't call yourself a student if you don't have a computer.
"Without computer, you are nothing in that campus."
Furnace was miserable. For months, he and his family saved up to buy him a new computer. Then he went to the black market.
"So I met this guy. He also gets a computer from the robbers directly."
Right from the robbers, directly. And one of those computers was Ben's computer, a MacBook Pro.
Furnace took it back to school, and he says he felt like a big man on campus. He went right to his dorm room, bottom bunk, and opened up the computer. First thing he saw, a picture of Ben.
The first time I see him, he just looked like Matt Damon.
So, Damon?
Yeah, so I showed the picture for my family. They're already, oh, is that Matt Damon? They're like, so I was just having fun.
So, wait, you didn't feel like a little bit weird looking at his pictures or reading his document?
Yeah, not exactly. I was fascinated.
Furness was fascinated. He'd never met an American before, and he says he couldn't stop thinking, maybe this guy could help me. Yet everyone was telling Furness, leave Matt Damon alone. He could get in trouble for having stolen property. But Furness says he felt a moral obligation to return the documents.
Not moral, just to delete some people's life work.
So he takes precautions, a fake name and a new email address, and he reads everything on the computer.
But he doesn't tell anyone what he's up to.
Oh, so you kept it a secret?
Yeah, for a long time.
There's this dance going on. Both sides are moving slowly, wondering if they can trust one another.
What do I do here? What's the right response?
Because in all this time...
He's never asked for money. Once. He asked for something, but it was the best possible thing he could have asked for. To me, he wanted education. That's what he asked for.
Should we give him a call?
Let's give him a call. Yeah, I can hear it.
Hello?
Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm not watching you right now.
You can't see me, but I have Ben here with me.
Hey, Furness, how's it going?
It's good, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How's it
on Skype, we talked about that test. Write a page about yourself. And Furness did a pretty good job. His answer was thorough and complex, but his English needed work.
So Ben gets an idea. He gives Furness another assignment. This time, write an essay.
Share your perspective on the question, how does new technology influence inequality in your community and across the world?
It sounds nerdy, but that's the class Ben was teaching at MIT. He starts sending Furness his lecture notes and the assigned reading.
And by the way, Furness, you wrote an essay for every session, and no other student did that. The most another student would write is one essay.
Really?
Yeah.
Ben realized Furness was his top student. His essays were clearer
and more thoughtful than my American students.
And it wasn't just that. Their notes back and forth revealed a lot in common.
His view of the world is strikingly similar to my own. And it's this question about, all right, you know, how different are we really?
When the class ended, they kept going, writing personal essays and sometimes talking online. Furness uses that MacBook all the time.
She's like my girlfriend.
The computer's like your girlfriend?
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time with it.
Almost all day.
Okay.
It's been over 2 years since Furness wrote that first email.
My English is changed tremendously.
Now, Furness is looking at schools in the U.S. He's hoping to pick up astronomy again.
And Ben, he's promised to write that letter of recommendation. Steve Drummond.
Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.